Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13, the Bible says, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall be it salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Let us pray. Our God, our Father, we thank you, Lord, for tonight, for giving us the privilege, Lord, to gather here in this place to worship you in your holiness and in your righteousness, in your throne of grace tonight, O Lord. God, we are sinners, but we thank you, Lord, for your abundant grace that you save us. Lord, we are so thankful that you are our true and living God. Lord, we just want to worship you tonight. Accept our worship, accept our thanksgiving, accept our praise. Lord, you are worthy of it all. And tonight, O Lord, we ask that you forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, speak to our hearts and move in our hearts tonight, O God. If somebody here tonight that is not yet saved, I pray for that soul that you open his heart or her heart, that he may receive you, O God. And tonight, O Lord, help us, Lord, to enjoy the fellowship in your presence and with the presence of all our brethren here in Christ. Father, we thank you for tonight. Bless again your pastor. Bless again your people here in Bible Way. And Lord, help us, Lord, to be mindful and careful again to bring back the honor to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Jesus said here, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, if the salt have lost its purpose, it would be good for nothing." We are saved because we have a purpose. We are not saved for nothing. God has a purpose to everyone. And this passage, I believe you heard this passage many, many times. I just want to share a simple message tonight. The power of our testimony. We were compared as a salt on this earth. We were compared as a light. Or we are described, or what do you call that one? As a light to this world. And we need to shine to those people that are living in darkness. We have the power of our testimony. We have different testimonies. God saved us in a very unique way. I got saved in a camp when I was 15. I grew up in a Catholic family, a very devoted and dedicated Catholic family. But there was a time when my uncle invited us, me and my sister, to be in their place, and we attended a camp, and that first night, my preacher or my pastor or my uncle preached. And that night I heard the very simple message of the gospel, that Christ died and he was buried and rose again from the dead. And that night I accepted the Lord and received him as my Lord and personal Savior. And that night I got saved. And a month later, I went back to my place and started to share the Bible to my family. And you know what? My dad was so mad at me. He was so angry because I started to transfer in a different religion. But you know what? After how many years of praying to my family, my dad, my mom, and my three siblings, they got saved. And right now, our eldest sister married a pastor. A Baptist pastor. And our second married a pastor also, who is also helping us in the mission field. And I'm the third. I'm a pastor. And our youngest also is a pastor. You see, sometimes we don't understand our lives because we sometimes in the middle of crossroads that we don't know, and we are sometimes confused what to do. But you know what? Just trust the Lord because He will make it through. Now, we have the power, and sometimes, my friend, we forget where to tap or where to connect. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1 in verse 8, and ye shall receive what?
Power.
Yes, after that ye receive the Holy Ghost. We have that kind of power because the Bible says in 1 Peter, Peter said that we have imparted the divine nature of God. And we have that kind of power. Sometimes we forget how to use that power. Now, here we will see here in verse 14, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Before, I'm the only one got saved. And I want to see that light in me, to my family. That's why I started to share the gospel to them. And I didn't hid it. I didn't deny it that I got saved. I don't know if I rejected it or I denied it or I hid it. I don't know where my family is now. There are a lot of, you know, mockings. When I got saved, yes, because in our place, it is fully dedicated Catholic. And we have a big cathedral on that place. And I believe most of those people that are living in that place are Catholic. And now I want to let my light to shine to those people. And I believe the Lord heard my prayer and He saved my family. My grandma, my goodness, she said, I was born on this religion and I will die on this religion. I tried to share to her the gospel before, but she was so mad, she just walked out. She don't want to hear the message from the Bible because she always think it's just another religion. But you know what? Before we came here and last year, I had the chance, the privilege to share again to her the gospel. She had an accident in the bathroom and right now she could not be able to walk. And I think that's a good thing. Others said, it's not a good thing. No, it's a good thing for me. Why? Because every time I share the gospel to her, she cannot walk away. Yeah? She was just lying there. And hear the gospel. And then one night she asked, how can I be saved? I said, La, we called our grandmother Lola. Lola, just accept and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Do you want to accept the Lord that He died for you and He was buried and rose again after the third day? And he washed your sins and cleansed you and pardoned you. And she said, yes, I will accept Him. Yes, I will believe in Him. And before we came here, she said, she has like a something image or like a paper that was laminated. And there's like an image of Christ there. And there were like pinned on her neck or something here on the waist. Catholics do that. I'm not saying that I'm against the Catholic. Yes, I'm against with their doctrine, but not the people. We love the people. They have their soul. That's our mission field. And then she asked, how about this one? I said, how accurate that's the face of Christ? How can you be so sure that's Christ? She didn't answer. You know what? That thing could not save you. That thing has no power to help you. It's just an image. It's just a picture. Now, this Bible, it will change your life and you will know the truth. and the truth shall set you free. And then I believe she cried that night. Yeah. I praise the Lord for that. I told her, Grandma, I'll be back. She said, I don't know if I'm still here. Let us just pray for that. You cannot be, you know, be in front of God and make decisions before Him. Man, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. But I believe every night when we were there, every night I share to her the gospel. There's no other message, just the gospel. And I praise the Lord for that, because I had the chance also to share the gospel to my two uncles and her family. And praise the Lord for that. Now we have this power. We have the Holy Spirit in us. And we can do those things because we have that power. As Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now this testimony, it will lead others to receive the salvation of Christ. Remember, my brethren, that we have the power. Our testimony has the power because it is our greatest tool to reach others for the Lord. In the mission field, there are people that don't like me. Because there were people that I shared the gospel and they accepted the Lord and they were changed, and then they don't want to receive those Mary idols anymore in their places or in their houses. And those neighbors, they got mad because of the change that was in them. They don't want that anymore. The Mary, you know, people just going house to house just to bring that Mary idol in their houses. And those family, they don't want that anymore because they got saved. They were mad at me. But still, we show them the kindness, the love of Christ that we have, and show them and tell them the truth. When in pandemic, I believe some of you here won't, or they won't allow you to come out or probably gather here. But that time, you use that time to go outside and share the gospel. And there are people coming in the church. The authorities told us that we are not allowed to gather. I told the people, we are not allowed. They said, Pastor, we just want to come or go to the church. So we have like two services in the morning, Pastor Rick. People are coming in. I said, oh, we're just going to wait for the authorities to come. But until the pandemic ends, there is no police came in. Praise the Lord for that. They said people are dying on pandemic. But I believe there are people that got saved on that time. And I saw those people. Because that time they accepted Christ as their Savior. It will lead others to receive the salvation of Christ. Satan will hinder us in anything possible. He will hinder us. There was a time when there were two young people in our church that want to go to the Bible school. I already talked to the parents, and then on the next day there came a police mobile. And there's a social worker that comes with the police, and then there's the two aunt of those young people, and then they said, "We don't want you to take this young people or our niece to go to the Bible school. We don't want to." I said, well, their parents are, they agreed. No, they don't agree. They didn't agree. I said, all right. They said, well, we're just going to take them. Bring them back to their place. Okay, you could go ahead, take them. And those kids, they were crying. And then when they went back to their place, there are people, you know, waiting for them in a gymnasium. It's like they were celebrities. And they were so ashamed. They feel ashamed. But you know what? On the next day, they went back to the church. Again. I said, I don't know what to do, but well, we're just going to go witnessing people. Again, the other day, the next day, the next day, we went on soul winning. And you know what? One of those aunt died. She died. And then I believe the other one realized it, that they were against the work of God. And after our anniversary, she was sitting at the back. And she came to me and said, Pastor, I'm so sorry for what I did. I said, that's fine. No, Pastor, I was thinking of this many, many times before. After we did that to you, people are watching me that time. There was a police, there was a social worker, then people in the neighborhood, they think that I'm going to jail because of what I did. But she said, I'm so sorry, Pastor. And now, we got close. I mean, I could invite her to the church. And that's our testimony. We don't want to show them the anger, the hatred that they did for us. We just show them the kindness of God, the truth about the Bible, the love of Christ, because that's what they need. Amen. People, sometimes they mock us. They do something that would hurt us. And then sometimes we forget that we are Christians. And we do things also what they did for us, what they did to us. The same what they did to us. But you know what? We need to be reminded again about our testimony. Let your light so shine before men. Secondly, it will help others to see the power of Christ. It will help others to see the power of Christ in you. There was a young people there. She got saved, I think that was like five months ago. And after she got saved, she was so happy. And she wants to help in the church. She wants to go to help teaching the kids. And she was so happy. She was always attending our prayer meeting. And then one day she told me, Pastor, my cousin went to our house and asked a lot of questions. What happened to me? I said, well, I cannot answer all those questions that you asked me. Why don't you just go to me, come with me to the church? And then on that Saturday morning, she came and her cousin. We went first on visitation and witnessing. And after that, we went back to the church. And then she started asking me a lot of questions. Because she was curious of what happened to her cousin. Because she saw something different from her cousin. And she said, Pastor, what happened? I said, I believe because of Christ. She accepted Christ as her Lord and personal Savior. And then she asked a lot more of different questions. I by the grace of God, I answered her. And then she felt like unsatisfied. And then I said, you know what? The only answer, or the best answer that you could have right now, and the only person that could fill your empty heart, is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's only Him. And then she started crying. And I share to her the gospel now. And then later, do you want to receive the Lord? You want to believe in Him? Put your trust in Him? She said, yes, Pastor. That happened because she saw something different
in her cousin. And I believe after we got saved, God changed us and transformed us as what the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. That's what Christ wants us to be, to show others about the power that can transform our lives. Don't let your light, you know, turn off. Show it to others. Show it to others. I believe you can reach souls here. I don't know if other people outside believe me, because I have a different kind of, you know, skin color, face. Sometimes they thought that I'm a Japanese, or sometimes Chinese. One day there just came a lady, you know, talking to me in a Chinese language. I said, I don't speak Chinese, I'm a Filipino. And then sometime a Mexican, he said, hola amigo. I said, I'm not a Mexican, I'm a Filipino. You see? But we have Christ in our hearts. Christ wants you to let that light so shine before men. Not only in your family, not only in your house, but also outside of the house. As the Bible says, let your light so shine before men. And now, it will encourage others to glorify the Lord. Again, God didn't save us for nothing. He has a purpose to every one of us here. He didn't save you just to sit here and listen, and then after that you go back to your home and then watch TV. Spend more time on television than spending time reading and studying the Word of God. I believe we have different character, but there are still people needing help outside. And who could help them? Who could show them the love of Christ? Who could tell them the truth? It's us. It's you. It's me. What we are doing in the Philippines is to share the gospel there. I'm not from that place. My hometown is a different island. It's up north. But I went down south in Mindanao Island, where majority of the Muslims are living there. But praise the Lord, our place, it has less Muslims, but I had a chance to share the gospel to them. There was a Muslim that is like, he believes in a Muslim doctrine and believes in a Seventh-day doctrine. I think, how could that be? I mean, like, it's messed up. She was talking like almost an hour to me, sharing about his thoughts about his religion, his beliefs, and I was just like nodding, okay, okay. Then after he talked, I said, can I share also? The only solution to our problem is Christ. The only way to go to heaven is Christ. I just shared like 15 minutes to him. And he said, Pastor, let's talk next time. I don't know if he accepted the Lord, but all I did was to share the gospel to him. As what the Bible says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Church, brethren in Christ, again, thank you so much for praying for us. It really helps us a lot, especially in the mission field. Thank you for partnering with us. And Pastor, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the friendship. I've been praying for you, especially when you have your back pain. You're always in my prayers.
And I believe some of you also remembers me. Thank you so much. And may God bless us all. Thank you.